Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this holiday news update. Juneau police say a man who shot a woman Friday night before shooting himself as part of a failed murder-suicide is dead. The 42-year-old man has not been identified yet. The woman, also 42 years old, suffered a gunshot wound to her abdomen, but police say her injury is not life-threatening. The woman placed a 911 call about 11 o'clock Friday night to report the shooting inside the residence at the 9,000 block of Stephen Richards Memorial Drive. An autopsy of the man has been requested, and the investigation into the incident continues. A Russian tanker has received a federal Jones Act waiver, allowing it to pick up hundreds of thousands of gallons of gasoline in Dutch Harbor and deliver it to Nome. The waiver was crucial to the tanker completing its mission of delivering petroleum products to the previously weathered-in community. The act is designed to protect the domestic shipping industry. It says that no merchandise shall be transported between points in the United States in a foreign-owned vessel. If all goes as planned, the tanker Renda is expected to arrive in Nome by the second week in January, carrying over 1 million gallons of diesel and 400,000 gallons of gasoline. The tanker should arrive in Dutch Harbor sometime today. State troopers say two men received jail time for killing musk oxen near the community of New Ixic. 23-year-old George Skin and 32-year-old Isaac Garner were charged with killing musk oxen during a closed season, wanton waste of musk oxen and using a motor vehicle to herd or harness or harass musk oxen. Troopers said on Friday that Skin received a 14-day jail sentence and over $7,000 in fines and restitution. Garner received a 7-day jail sentence and was ordered to pay over $8,200 in fines and restitution and had his hunting privileges revoked until July of 2014. Both forfeited their rifles and musk oxen. No activity over the weekend, but scientists have downgraded the alert level for Cleveland volcano from orange to yellow. The volcano lies on a major international flight path and Thursday put up a 15,000-foot ash cloud. That prompted the Alaska Volcano Observatory to increase the warning level, even though the plume was not expected to interfere with aviation. Scientist in charge John Power says they've lowered the alert because the ash cloud has dissipated. He says they still don't know exactly what happened to the lava dome that's been forming in the crater since early July.
In time, don't have, you know, real detailed imagery or any further information on what's happened within the crater.
Historically, Cleveland Volcano has been very active. Its last major eruption in 2001 set up a series of three plumes, some of them reaching 39,000 feet. Power says he suspects Cleveland is not done with this eruptive phase just yet.
Given that it's been so active since last June or July up till now, we do sort of expect to see more going on here over the next, you know, coming weeks to months. And we'll certainly update the information on our webpage and so on as conditions change.
There's no real-time monitoring network on Cleveland, but the observatory does have an alert system that can detect lightning that can accompany major ash clouds within minutes. Weather forecast calls for rain and snow showers becoming scattered by this afternoon and this morning. High today about 38 degrees. And late word from the State Department of Transportation, they're going to be doing avalanche control on Mount Roberts. That means Thane Road will be closed today from 9:30 until noon.